is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. Are you that American? And I think so. I think so. Yes, you are. Welcome to the show. We have a ton of things that's going on, of course. As usual here on Agenda 21 Radio, it's always one of those kind of deals where everything is just sort of moving around past you and you don't even know it. You don't even know it. But, you know, we'll let you know about it here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and paul at a21r.com is our email address. Yes, your email address. Your email address to me, paul at a21r.com. Okay, Liberty Tour number 6 is coming to town. Yes, we are bringing in all the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill, noted expert in dams. He's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about the infrastructure of the United States, as is Chris Street, by the way. He'll be here. Writer for Breitbart. Chris is, of course, co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio, and he'll be blended in with Scott Cahill. Interesting. This is going to be a heady discussion on the threat that the crumbling infrastructure of the United States poses on our independence. And so many other things, too. We're going to be talking about voter problems and all these other different things that are going to be happening out there. Separation, of course, of the state of Jefferson vis-a-vis CalExit. We're going to be talking about CalExit and what that entails and why CalExit is so wrong for this country. It's kind of an interesting situation, isn't it? It's kind of an interesting situation, this CalExit thing. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, naturally. And, of course, Katie Grimes, Red Smith, Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett will be here. It's going to be awesome. He, of course, is the one who will be talking a little bit about what's going on with Donald J. Trump and this whole Syrian operation. You know, it's kind of interesting, this Syria thing about the poisoning and all that stuff. This is like old news to old hands like Scott Bennett and myself in this whole situation, this whole story. Other people, Chris Street, by the way, and many of the people who consult with Agenda 21 Radio are sources to us. This whole Syrian poison thing, we've seen this played before during the Obama administration when they said, oh, Syria poisoned. That's the red line that Obama said he crossed, and then nothing happened with Obama. Remember that one? Now, who did the poisoning then? As it turned out, everybody said, oh, it was Bashar al-Assad who did it to his own people. Didn't make a lot of sense to us then. Kind of doesn't make a lot of sense now. And we tracked it down. It was ISIS, the group, you know, that was supported, paid for, trained by the United States. Yeah. President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton created it. And they poisoned the Syrians with the help of the Saudis. Remember, I think it was chlorine gas. And they did doctor the pictures. It was fake news. We reported it. Videos that showed guys that were supposedly poisoned, but as they were laying there, the video caught them flipping the, somehow they were turning the sheets that were placed over their heads open and looking around like, hey, is it okay to come out now? Remember that? Those were all of that was back in 2013. Fast forward 2017. Is it the same thing? And who did this? What was the reason? Or was it, was it ISIS who did it again? Which I suspect. This time, there's no support for them to do this. Certainly, there's no support from Donald J. Trump. But there are people now saying, this is the thing, there are people now saying, we did it. I got an email. My bringing this up is prompted by an email I got, paul@a21r.com last night, in which there is an article, I'm not going to cite the article, that said we poisoned the Syrians. I mean, the United States of America. We caused it. Now, I do not believe that we, the United States of America, under Donald J. Trump, caused that. I do have a lot of feelings about the fact that maybe ISIS did it for obvious propaganda reasons. And I can say that, even some Syrian elements did it, trying to garner some sort of excitement about Assad doing it. That's the way the game's played over there, ladies and gentlemen. These false narratives all the time, this is how it's done. Now, I can believe part of that. Are we responsible for it? No, and I don't. And this is what the new narrative is going to be, though. You can see how they're going to flip the script. Oh, Donald Trump poisoned him, like we were talking about. It was Obama who poisoned him. And it was because ISIS warned him. And by the way, it was the evidence that was overwhelming. The bags, the photograph bags, our own military sources telling us it was them who did it. We don't have that right now. But you see what they're trying to do, like we were doing accurately, blaming Obama and the ISIS folks before. They're now blaming Trump. He did it. He caused it to create the uproar that caused him to send a few missiles, 59 of them, going towards, because not all 59 hit the target, according to Scott Bennett and others. I verified his information. Only 23 of the Tomahawk cruise missiles made it to their target. Now, I don't know about you, and I said this last week, that's not a good ratio of hits and scores. Those are a couple million a piece or something like that. It's just outrageous. 1,000 pounds a piece. So only 23 hit there. So you see what I'm saying? I've got a problem there. Break out the Moab. That's all I can say. You're sure to get something with that. But it brings up this, though. It brings up this question about Tomahawk cruise missiles. What countermeasures were used by the Russians in that attack? That's the thing. We know that there's countermeasures that are established by the other side for taking our cruise missiles offline. What countermeasures were in fact used? I guess that's the other question. If you only have 23 out of 50, 60 that were launched, that is not a good ratio for targeting. So that's what we're hearing. Now, I haven't heard anybody poo-poo us on this from our sources. Most people are saying that's about right, Paul. So now let's go to the Korean Peninsula, where Fat Boy tried to launch a missile. And what happened? It blew up. Didn't get too far from the launch pad, from what I'm understanding. Which tells us we reported this a couple years ago, we have the capability and countermeasures to take it out at launch. And apparently that's what happened. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'm not into the top secret realm of that. I don't have that security clearance. My point to you is this, is that what we are seeing in the Korean Peninsula, if they have the same countermeasures as what they had over that target in Syria, the probability of all of our Tomahawk cruise missiles, if need be, hitting drops substantially. That's a problem. Targeting, I don't think, is a problem, but countermeasuring and combating the countermeasures so that our missiles get there, well, that's up to the experts now, isn't it? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Yeah,
Okay, where is President Obama today? Obama spotting. Yes, there's been an Obama spotting. I'm serious. Where is he? Now, we reported last week that he's going to show up in Berlin, Germany. Back to his roots, if you know what I mean. His real roots. His real roots. And this is kind of interesting. Obama shows up. Are you ready for this? David Geffen's yacht. Another yacht. Whatever happened to that Lady Michelle thing? This is a report from Breitbart. Jerome Hudson reports today. Barack and Michelle Obama enjoyed a blissful excursion in their first post-White House life Friday by paying a visit to billionaire music mogul David Geffen on his $300 million yacht with a group of A-list celebrities. The former president and first lady were joined at Geffen's 45-foot-long luxury boat by Bruce Springsteen, Tom Hanks, and their wives. According to the Daily Mail, the group was reportedly seen snapping photos during Obama's Tahitian vacation off the island of Morara. That's interesting, isn't it? He's still in Tahiti? Oprah Winfrey, a longtime friend of Geffen and of the Obamas, was also reported to have joined the group. The Obamas have spent some of their post-White House days traveling and vacationing in the warm weather hideaways and dining with celebrity friends. Last month, the former first couple were spotted grabbing brunch with Bono in New York City, where they were greeted with cheers and applause from a crowd of onlookers. I thought that was in February, actually. As the Obamas and the U2 frontmen exited the restaurant, People reports the whole restaurant stood up and applauded and cheered them. Barack Obama waved at everyone upon leaving. In February, the former president was photographed kite surfing in the Virgin Islands with British billionaire Richard Branson. Really? In February, that was around the 16th of February. Remember the Lady Michelle with the bust and all that? Lady Branson, it ported in, you know, that was the one with the 4.2 tons, T-O-N-N-E-S, of cocaine. That was owned by Richard Branson. Now, I'm not connecting dots there, but then he takes off suddenly and goes off to Tahiti. Says, last month, Breitbart News reported that the Obama White House will be the basis of an upcoming workplace comedy film, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Really? Universal Pictures and Anonymous Content are developing a high-concept comedy based on the book proposal From the Corner of the Oval by Beck Dory Stein, a former White House stenographer. There you go. And also it says here, after a heated bidding war earlier this month, the former first couple inked a massive book deal in late February with publisher Penguin Random House that was reported to be worth $65 million. And under the deal, both Barack and Michelle will pen memoirs of their respective experiences in the White House. See, he's still young. That's the thing about him. He's still young. He's going to be an activist. I mean, you can see how this whole thing's going to pan out. But we'll see how it's going to pan out. I think the questions are still kind of lingering about the Richard Branson Virgin Island thing. Yes, it is. It is, in fact, that. What can I say? I got this, you know, again, I get the email thing coming in, and I had my phone off on the other, just a little while ago. I'm sorry for the beeping, because people are beeping me for information about stuff like this. And this one came to me, said, you got to look at it. Deep state DOJ and disqualified judge seek jail time for Sheriff Joe Pyle. Deep state prosecutors at the U.S. Department of Justice seek to throw 85-year-old Arizona sheriff behind bars in a federal prosecution plagued by egregious violations of due process and federal law unless the new leadership at DOJ reconsiders the matter. In 2007, the ACLU and DOJ Civil Rights Division brought a racial profiling lawsuit against a prior Maricopa County sheriff. This is in Arizona. It continued all the way through the Obama presidency under Judge G. Murray Snow of the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona. Kind of interesting. Snow held a civil contempt trial, which some claim was timed to impose maximum political damage upon Arpaio. It is undisputed that the trial was entirely unnecessary because Arpaio had agreed to stipulate to the contempt charges to avoid politically damaging a damaging trial. But Snow demanded a public proceeding. After the trial, Snow held Arpaio in civil contempt, then referred Arpaio to DOJ for prosecution for criminal contempt. This is how it goes, right? A little bit of deep state stuff going on. And, of course, their case is just bogus, as we all know. Joe Arpaio, a real loyal American, that's for sure. Okay, now, those of you that want to know about the spill, we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam because there's a lot of things happening there right now. We're back up to 862.87 feet. Now, the spill occurred on the 14th, last Friday. And we're much concerned about this because we saw erratic amounts of water coming into the reservoir, like 51,000 cubic feet per second coming in, with only about 25,000, say 30,000 being exited at the most. So we're wondering, wow, that's kind of weird, because your inflows should have been around 30,000, so that it was matching the outflows, but it really wasn't. It just spiked all of a sudden. And we still haven't gotten a clear answer out of these people what that really was all about. Now, our speculation, and again, this is speculation based upon, you know, maybe some facts, that perhaps we had a treatment where we had water that was perhaps let go from one of the other dams upstream from the river that brought water into the reservoir. Now, those of you that study ripple tanks, remember this old science project in school, the ripple tank thing? You get a big circular tank. It's got a light. You put white paper underneath it. You shine light on it, and you put water in. It's got plexiglass, a big circular thing, and you can take a little drop of water, and all of a sudden you see the wave effect. When you put the water, you see that ripple effect that goes out and ultimately hits into the walls and then bounces back, right? Well, of course, that's a whole thing about energy, motion, dynamic, all that stuff. Okay, that wave that hits that wall is like a shock wave. Get it? When you have a whole lot of water that rushes into that reservoir suddenly, that creates the same effect to the dam wall. Am I explaining that for you? Now, I can give you all the science technical terms for that because I used to teach it, but I'm not. I'm trying to really kind of cut through it and just simplify it. So, in other words, imagine an ocean wave coming in and hitting a wall, you know, like a seawall or something, and it splashes up and then it bounces back. If you ever go to the Wedge down in Southern California and you do body surfing down, I used to do that as a kid. What a crazy idiot I was back then. 25-foot waves. Hello. 2 feet of sand when you land. I mean, it's just... Anyway, that's a little experiment in, you know, being thrown and tossed by these big waves. But now you have a dam that's endangering lives being shocked and slammed by waves. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And yes, we are deep behind enemy lines, and I guess, actually I think we're on the front line right now. reporting to you about what's really truly going on. Anyway, visit our website at agenda21radio.news, and for tax mediation services, 1-800-711-5095. Numana.com/agenda21 for all your prepper needs. Okay, now Liberty Tour 6 is coming. And we're talking about the Oroville Dam right now. How appropriate. Scott Cahill, all the way from Ohio, will be here. And he's going to be talking about dam safety. Yes, and what should we do in the midst of all this? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if this dam goes down, it will be one of the world's largest catastrophes. Probably killing thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. There's 2.5 million people in the breach right now. And Jerry Brown doesn't seem to care about it. In fact, it's interesting, the demand for information about the night of the 12th of February, a day that will live in infamy in Northern California forever, the non-action by the governor is absolutely glaring. And no one, you know, of course, wants to have anything publicly out about Jerry Brown. In fact, he hides at every turn from everybody. He really truly does, and a lot of people don't understand that, but he clearly does. This is part of the problem with Jerry Brown, is he is a hider. He hides from the media. He doesn't want to be seen in the media. Now, some people say it's because he's sick. He's sickly. He might be. The latest I heard was he has intestinal cancer. Now, I can relate to that. Don't ask me to become sympathetic towards him in any way, shape, or form. That is not going to happen. But my big point for all this is that what you have here with Jerry Brown is you have a situation that clearly he was not acting in the best interests of the people he is supposed to serve. And they seem to run from, of course, the media at every turn. And it's kind of interesting. We have a little video clip here. I want to play this because it's, I think it's so relevant right now about Jerry Brown. I'm going to kind of give you a little segue into it, but talking. Here you go. A little bit of background. This is a citizen journalist. Grendel is his name. And I brought this to everybody's attention last week. A little bit more information, though. He is going to a called press conference. It's actually it's called Governor Brown to Talk Transportation and Taxes in Riverside. This was last week. Almost a week ago. A little over a week ago. It's a public place. He's going to talk taxes and transportation. And of course, it's at a train station. And public officials have been invited. There's been no call for so-called, quote, press credentials. So you have a citizen journalist with a YouTube channel. By the way, the Constitution says, it says in the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. There's a recent 2011 decision that says what these people are doing is totally unconstitutional. I carry around my press pass. I don't have it with me right now. I would read it verbatim. I've had to do that before because people say, well, you're Agenda 21 radio. Yeah. And your problem is, well, you're not credentialed. Listen to this credential. I got my Constitution. You should read it. And also, this court decision says if you, in fact, want to stop me from covering something, you're going to go to court. They're really back. So this is the stuff that Jerry Brown's up to because he's hiding. And this is what they're trying to get out of him now. There's FOIA requests coming right and left now from the media to find out what was Jerry Brown doing on that night. What was he doing? Was he handling it or what? We're walking up now with the reporter from Grendel. Listen to this dialogue. This is just amazing dialogue. Everybody's looking at him because he's got a handheld microphone.
Have you checked in yet? No. You need to go actually check in.
The camera person was just asked by some staffer, you need to check in. You need to check in now. They're on public streets, public location, public officials. We pay for these officials. We paid that person's salary. And the person who comes up next, who we are going to identify, but not today, from the governor's staff.
Hi, I'm Deborah Hoffman with the governor's office.
Staffer from the governor's office, who we're going to identify. Don't you hate it with that? Because she's from the governor's office. She's from the governor's office, a public person and a public official. But what she's going to declare next is very interesting. Now, I was a public official for 41 years. I get it. You are part of the public. Here we go. I'm getting texts from people. As I'm talking, I should listen to this now.
Hi, who are you? We're with the YouTube channel. We're all turning the media. She said the media checks in right here. I've got a car. It's credentialed media. Do you have a credential?
Do you have a credential? She asked. This is from the governor's staff. Who's the so-called public person getting paid your tax dollars? Listen to what she says.
We have 26,000 subscribers. Are you guys going to deny us entry?
It's credentialed media and invited guests only. Sorry.
Sorry. Credentialed media and invited guests only. And she's a public person in a public place telling her that she can't film people in a public place. When the governor, when she probably put out the press release saying, oh, we're having this discussion about taxes, but you can't show up. We don't want your kind. We want only credentialed kind. By the way, she's breaking the law. She's violating this person's civil rights.
Okay, so... yeah, so we can't take the event?
This is a
YouTube channel. Alternative media.
Right, but you, the law is that if you're going to record someone, you have to, in California, you have to get their permission.
Not true. And she's a public person, and she's objecting. They've got the film, the video on it. She's objecting to this being filmed. She's out in public as a public official doing public things. She can't object to it. But she is. She's trying to tell her she can't do that. This is the false narrative that goes on with Jerry Brown all the time because he wants to control every little jot and tittle of what the media does or what you perceive about him.
Okay, well, unless I'm a public official.
We're outside. We're not in a public place. We're not in a private place.
I'm not a public official.
No, I know.
Oh, she gets public money, but she's not a public official. That does it for me. She's holier than thou. She's better than that. And you, in other words, you, pilgrim, you are my slave. You are my servant. I am not yours. And that's exactly what I would tell her. I said, excuse me, honey. Hey, babe. You're my servant. And this will be the way it is. I'm going to film you wherever you are in public as a public official. Period. End of subject. And this crap that goes on about, oh, credentialed people. Check out the Constitution, lady. I'm sorry. I love it when people, the dictators, try and violate our civil rights. Don't you? We have to stand up for, and this is what I love about this new alternative media. And I came back to this. We had a similar discussion, but we're now bore sighting down on this because there's such a clamor. There's such a clamor for information about Jerry Brown and what he was doing the night of the 12th of February. Where was he? And of course, it's interesting. I was listening to my interviews with Dave Hodges on the night of the 13th, and we're going, where is Jerry Brown? Nowhere to be found. He's hiding underneath his desk in his office, where it's nice and dark and damp with all the rest of the brown cockroaches. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Either address will get you there. Tax mediation services, 1-800-711-5095. Yes, tax mediation services. I'm sure that some of you out there need it. Yes. Tax mediation services, 1-800-711-5095. Paul at a21r.com is our address to email me. And newmana.com/agenda21 is our contact for, are you ready for this? Yeah, survival. And Liberty Tour 6. Boy, I'm covering all the bases here. Liberty Tour 6 is around the corner. And also tonight, special feature at the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, Sinaway Noriega. Where is Common Core today? This is The great thing about the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots is it's growing. And much to the chagrin, I mean, you know, you live here in this Republican conservative part of the state, and all of a sudden this thing is growing on you. It's kind of interesting. He's going to be talking about Common Core. Well, and everybody says, well, what about Common Core? That's kind of gone by. No, it hasn't. It's kind of morphed into many different renderings and renditions. Anyway, we also have Scott Cahill coming out this weekend for the Liberty Tour, number 6, the Declaration of Independence, is the main theme. And, of course, Scott Cahill is going to be talking to us about why we should probably separate and form a new state here in Northern California. Away from California itself, yeah, so that you could have California without all the, without all the socialism, let's put it that way. Okay, shock upon shocks. Now, this is a very serious conversation, and you know, this is something that we have been warning people about for years. And, this is stuff I used to have to deal with all the time, almost on a daily basis as a school person. Sometimes it got to be pretty dicey. And then we're talking about gangs. And, you know, we got to write this down here. MS-13. Brutal gang. It's from Central America, not really. It really was formulated in the streets of Los Angeles and then made its way down to Salvador, San Salvador, in that area, and became a spinoff of the Sureños from Los Angeles. And if you basically look at California on a map, there's Norteños, Northerns, and they wear the red color. I know Bloods versus Crips. Crips wear blue. They're usually Bloods and Crips are black gangs. Then you have Beast Mob. You have all these other different mob affiliations. Eight Tray Crips, you know, all this stuff. Those are different gang names. But if you look at the gangs in California, you have Norteños and Sureños. And Sureños are Southerns. Hello. Southern means Sureño. Northerns, Norteños. They claim numbers, 13 being the number for Sureños, and 14 for Norteños. Now, it's different. The numerology is symbolic, of course. Isn't that interesting, huh? Symbolic, such as what you find in Islam. I'm not going to get into all the details on that right now, but they fly blue and they fly red. Red in Norteño, blue in Sureño. Those are their colors. Don't wander around Southern California in a red truck wearing all red being flamed up outside your turf, especially if you're not a Blood. They don't like it. They kill you. You get shot. Happens all the time. And up here in Northern California, too, if you're flamed up. Although MS-13, or excuse me, the Sereños have been moving into Northern California with a vengeance, by the way. And that was back in my day when I was involved with it. But MS-13 now, they are the ones that I've been telling you about for a long time. They're the ones that have been trained up, and they're the ones that have been coming in as children. As children from Central America. And a lot of these children are murderers. Children. 8, 9-year-old children. Listen, you don't have to believe me. You can. There's videos, there's YouTubes out there that talk about these children that are assassins in Central and South America that are MS-13 related. They have come north. You remember all those unattended children that Obama was bringing across the border, and I was warning you about them? MS-13. In order for them to get approval to come across the border, to be released from their handlers, they've had to have murdered someone, been part of the murder gangs that go on down there in Central and South America. That's MS-13. Now they're here. Now, shocking. Shocking. And again, we warned you about this. This would be happening, and now here it is. Shocking massacre in New York. Massacre of New York teens tied to Central America's MS-13 gang. I am shocked. I am absolutely not shocked. And you shouldn't be either, because this is what Obama brought you. Widespread criminal types coming across the border, and they've been released. The shocking massacre of 4 Hispanic men in Long Island has been tied to the notorious illegal alien street gang called MS-13. Authorities say the 4 brutally murdered young men were found lying on the street in Central Islip, New York. The bodies were found Wednesday near a soccer field. The victims were murdered by members of the MS-13, according to ABC7. The bodies were so mutilated that one could only be identified by a tattoo. The victims were all young men. One was 20 years old, 2 were 18, and the youngest was just 16. A 5th man reportedly escaped. The victims were identified, and so on. Family members report that neither of the victims were official members of the gang. The mother of the youngest victim says she believes the 4 were lured to their deaths by the offer of attending the party. MS-13 is part of their trademark. Throughout the country, not just here, is to prey on recent immigrants, Suffolk County Police Commissioner said. Oh yeah, this is what they brought to America. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095, newmana.com/agenda21. Get you to your survival foods in case you need it, and survival equipment. They run a whole bunch of specials, and we're going to be bringing you those specials a little bit later. Not today, but in the week. Liberty Tour number 6, visit our website. Big Liberty Tour coming up here on Saturday. Okay. Oh, what does MS-13 mean? Well, first of all, MS... This is, this is an offshoot, if you will, of some of the Sereños. They really sprung out of the Sereños in Los Angeles, and basically what these were Salvadoran refugees from the wars in San Salvador. Remember those? Yeah, the guerrillas who fought in the Salvadoran Civil War. They came north. Are you ready for that? Marabunta, M for Marabunta, which means a fierce type of ant, and Salvatrucha, combination for Salvadoran for trucha, a Quechua word for being alert. Mara Salvatrucha, the alert ant, the alert fierce ant, and boy are they. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong, because we are exceptional Americans. We know that. And you should be convinced of that. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.